I'm Chris Lawrence, and this is the DNR Wildlife Resources Report. It is one of the longest traditions of mountaineers, and there are still many who enjoy the challenge of trapping in West Virginia today. We'll talk a little more about it right after this. In West Virginia, wildlife is for everyone, and the West Virginia DNR works to keep it that way. Every year, West Virginia's Division of Natural Resources manages thousands of acres of public land and water, ensuring the future of our great natural resources in the Mountain State. Our state is a haven for all species of wildlife, game and non-game, and draws thousands each year to enjoy our rich outdoor heritage. When you buy a hunting or fishing license or take a stroll in our forest to view wildlife, you're enjoying what the DNR has made possible. The West Virginia DNR, working to ensure wildlife is for everyone. There was a time in West Virginia that trapping was the lifeblood of many, a full-blown industry, but that was many years ago. Today, trapping remains a popular activity among a certain segment of sportsmen, largely because of the unique challenges it presents. Rich Rogers oversees the fur-bearing game in West Virginia and says plenty can go wrong as you're preparing a trap set, and our recent snowfall is just one of many obstacles.
Now, it buries everything up, pretty much puts a damper on your trapping. It destroys good part of your set.
He says learning to trap in the snow is just part of the process.
Snares, terrestrial snares, are legal in West Virginia, so the guys know how to set them. If the snow's not too deep, they won't be affected as much. Foothold traps, of course, will get buried, but some people have picked up on the idea and have picked up the skills that they used to use way up north in the snow, and that's actually to use snow to set their traps in instead of dirt and just sift what you might call dry snow over the trap, but it's touchy because in West Virginia we get a lot of freeze-thaw, and it just totally destroys your set.
Now, it may sound simple, but there are so many things that can go wrong when you're trapping. A lot needs to be learned from simple trial and error.
When it comes to canid trapping, foxes or coyotes, sometimes they'll be so cautious around a dirt hole set where there's some bait or some scent, that you'll make a blind set a little further away from it where that animal is circling around or where you might think it's going to be staying away sniffing at your bait.
And scent is probably the biggest enemy.
That's something that really needs to be controlled in land sets. Water sets, of course, doesn't make any difference. But you're setting for fox or coyotes in particular, you've got to be real careful.
You need to consider scent is their biggest defense mechanism.
Your greatest organ is your brain. That animal's greatest organ, for the most part, especially with canids and the dog family, is their nose. And cats would be more their eyes and ears, but you don't have to be near as concerned with scent trapping bobcats as you do with canids. But they're naturally scared to death of anything that's new, anything that doesn't smell right. That's how they survive.
Trapping in West Virginia is still a lucrative pastime for those dedicated to tradition and fully absorbing their outdoor skills. I'm Chris Lawrence, and that is the DNR Wildlife Resources Report.